With KAZU News, I'm Chris Stallmanzon. Eviction notices have been posted at the homeless camp behind Gateway Plaza in Santa Cruz. This comes after a federal judge says the city can move forward with its cleanup plans. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Homeless people living at Gateway Encampment have until Friday morning to move out. That's when the city plans to start the cleanup. Anything left behind that's soiled or contaminated will be thrown out. Assistant City Manager Tina Scholl.
We have an accumulation of trash, an accumulation of debris. We have vector issues with rats that are taking residence there. There's human waste, there's medical waste, there's drug waste on site. And so it is currently unsafe. So we need to just clear everything out and then keep it secured so it doesn't continue.
Homeless people living at the camp sued to stop the closure and prevent the cleanup. A judge ultimately ruled in favor of the city. Homeless rights advocate Keith McHenry is now worried about the safety of the homeless, who may disperse into the streets.
It is much more dangerous to just live by yourself in a doorway than it is to live in a group that is willing to take care of one another.
The city will help people find alternative shelter, like at a new Salvation Army tent camp on River Street. But McHenry says there's not enough room for everyone. So the homeless plan to create their own new camp.
We want our camp to be safe. We want it to be humane. And we will be organizing that ourselves.
People who do not leave Gateway Camp by Friday could be cited or arrested. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.